Blog Talk Radio.
World. I'm very pleased today to have a wonderful poet, Chad Joseph Diamond. I hope I'm saying the last name right. So we're going to get right into the interview with Chad. Okay?
Hey.
Hello,
Hi,
Chad.
Esther. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I spent a lot of the afternoon reading your books.
Oh, thank
Boy,
you.
I love them. I love your poems. They're so really, really good, Chad. And I'm not just saying that, but I'm a person that loves poetry. I've loved poetry since I was a young girl in high school and even before that. And I was reading some of your poetry, and I wanted to print some off so I could ask you about them. And my printer, something happened with it, and I couldn't print them out. It wouldn't let me print them. So I'm just going to have to tell you how wonderful they are. I was reading one called The Whisper.
Oh, yeah.
And then another one about the a guy and a girl on their honeymoon. The honeymoon. Oh, I wish I could print those out. But anyway, and then you had another one about the sun, about the sun never setting. Oh,
yeah.
I just hate that I couldn't print them out because I wanted to, you know, ask you about them so much. But we're gonna have to talk after the program on Facebook because I want those two books. Because the poems are gorgeous. I'm not just saying that. And, you know, you have a lot of feeling and a lot of passion and just the way you write, you know, for a young person. You know, I don't know exactly how old you are. I imagine you're in your 30s, early 30s, late 20s?
Yeah, I'm 36.
Okay. Well, for a guy your age, you have such, you know, a way of wording things and saying things that touch a person's heart and soul. But anyway,
well,
first
you.
I wanted to ask you, you're welcome, you're quite welcome. I want you to tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, first off, I wanted to say I really appreciate you having me on today on the Christian Writers World. And
well, we're happy to have you.
Well, thank you very much. And my last name's actually pronounced Thiemann. It's German.
Oh, I started to say that, and I thought that was wrong. But my first mind was right. It said Thiemann, and I said, no. I said, maybe it's Diamond. It's Thiemann, so I'm very sorry that you corrected me. Thank you.
Yeah. But, well, I was born and raised outside of Toledo, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
And spent most of my childhood in Perrysburg, which is a large suburb of Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And then about my high school years, when I was a freshman, I moved down to North Carolina. And I've been here in North Carolina ever since.
Oh, okay.
I've lived in places like Wilmington, Asheville, and Hendersonville. But
mm-hmm.
right now I'm in Hickory. I'm living in Hickory right now, in the Hickory
okay.
area.
Okay.
I have a degree in graphic arts, so I design all my covers for my books.
You do a great job at it. I'll say
well, thank
that.
You. I appreciate it.
I ought to talk to you about designing my book cover. go ahead.
But, and I been in the hospitality field. That's my primary field of work outside, you know, my books, outside
mm-hmm.
marketing my books and everything. I've been working in resorts and country clubs for the last 10 years. I'm currently a banquet manager at a local private country club
mm-hmm.
here in the...
And you were on TV from a filming they did there in your place, because I saw that, where you were in some episode
yeah.
of some movie.
Yeah, that was when
TV
I was living in Wilmington. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was in an episode of One Tree Hill.
Yeah, that's it. I was trying to think of the name. Yeah, well, that's something.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't say that.
Yeah, yeah. But and I was actually playing the role of my job, and I served like the two main, you know, two of the main stars on the show, and full screenshot. So.
Hey, that's great. Yeah, I saw it on Facebook. Yeah, because I was looking at it, and I said, "Boy," I said, "I can actually say I'm going to talk to a person that's been on TV." So that's nice. But now I want to ask you, when did you first become interested in writing the type of poetry that you write, Christian poetry? The titles are wonderful, like your one book, the 101 Treasurable Poems of Life, Love, and Light. And then the one I was reading this afternoon was 100 Treasurable Poems of Faith, Hope, and Love.
Yes.
And both of those
and
are great. I haven't
got
to the first one yet, though.
Yeah, the first one is Faith, Hope, and Love.
Yeah, that's the one. Because it says 2011. I mean, 2013 book. I haven't got the other one, Life, Love, and Light. I haven't got that. I got those off a line, and I was reading, you know, just excerpts because I wanted to ask you about, you know, some of the poems that I really liked there. But like I said, my printer, it just wouldn't. I don't know. I'm getting ready to get me a new computer probably in another month. But anyway, you write such great poetry. I mean, when did you first start, you know, realizing that you wanted to write poetry?
Well, it was back when I was about 14 years old, after I had moved down to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Writing actually wasn't a natural talent for me. I consider it a spiritual gift because, mm-hmm. you know, when I was 14 years old, that was the time that I really made a conscious decision to actually, you know, follow Christ. I believed in God all my life,
mm-hmm.
and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually had that passion to want to do something more to impact the world, not just, you know, live the average life, but to actually
mm-hmm.
impact and change the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had that passion. And once I found that passion inside me, it just, you know, pretty much I was just inspired to start, you know, trying different things to,
mm-hmm.
you know, help make a difference. And I was actually inspired to start writing poetry from the poem The Footprints. I'm sure you're aware of The Footprints.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
I love that one, yeah.
Yeah. And so my whole goal was, you know, to write one as good or as well as that one. And so
you've accomplished that goal.
Thank you.
I'm serious. I'm not just saying it. You know, my husband knows me and people know me. I don't say things if I really don't mean it. And I was showing him some of your poetry this afternoon, and we were reading it. And we both agree that you have the talent and you have the passion, and it speaks, you know, through your writing. You can, I mean, I was reading some of those, and I thought, boy, that's, you know, I said, that's just, it just says, you know, says it just right. You know, like especially that one that said about where the sun never sets. I can't remember the name of something about the sun setting. But actually, I had them on there. I wanted to print them off, but like I said, I couldn't do it. But that one, you know, because I knew what you were talking about. You know, the sun never sets, you know, and you said something one day, everyone will see and will believe. And I just thought, I said, that is just so beautiful. But anyway, you know, you're the one I'm interviewing. I don't want to keep going like this.
Well, I wish I could tell you the title of that poem, but I've written so many.
I know. I wish I could. I'm going to find it again because I'm going to go on my husband's other computer. And then I'm going to find it because I was going to print them off and I was going to ask you about them. That one's something about the sunset. Do you remember the first poem you ever wrote?
The first poem I wrote was called The Crosses, and it actually wasn't a poem. It was
that on Facebook.
Yeah, it was a short story, like the
footprints. Yeah, I love that. About the telephone poles that were crosses.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that, Jed. That spoke to me, too. That's what I mean. You know, your writing just speaks so plainly and so vividly, but it touches the soul, and that's what, you know. That's what I really like. So that was the first one you wrote, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that was
and then
of that.
After that, you know, I just, you know, would get inspired at different times. You know,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't like I could write anytime I wanted to, basically. It was like,
yeah.
you know,
an inspiration.
When spirit, yeah, when I had the inspiration mm-hmm. to write. Then,
that's right,
know.
Yeah, and that's true. Because I know that from my own writing, you know. When I just finished my third novel. I'm trying to get it to the printer, and the computer's messed up. But I couldn't write certain parts of it until I felt that the Lord was giving it to me. So I was inspired to write it, and so I understand what you're saying about that. Okay, and how is being a Christian poet different, you think, from being a regular poet? I mean, just writing, like, you know, secular poetry.
Well, I would have to say that a Christian poet, you know, inspires people to walk in the faith, for one, in the Spirit
mm-hmm.
of God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I see my poems as, like, guideposts to, you know, help the believer in their daily walk.
Mm-hmm. And they do.
And they even speak to me, you know, when I go
mm-hmm.
back and I read over them, you know, because I just believe that God inspired them.
You know, my one writing instructor said, and she said it very truthfully, she said, if you can read your work and it moves you, then it will move somebody else. But if it doesn't move you, then it's not going to move them.
Exactly.
So when you can read your own work and you feel good about it and it talks to you and speaks to you like you say your poetry does to you, then that's a great accomplishment. Everyone can't say that. So I think that's really wonderful. Could you tell me, what are you currently working on? Do you have any new projects?
Oh, I'm actually working on several projects, one of which is the third book of the series, and
oh.
it's going to be entitled 101 Treasurable Poems of Body, Soul, and Spirit.
Wow, that sounds great. Well, I'll tell you, Chad, like I said, you've got a fan here. I'll be getting them. I'm not just saying it either. My husband knows me when it comes to poetry and you know, and romantic Christian novels and stuff like that. I'm into that. And once I got caught in your poems, I'm going to go back and read some more tonight because I was stuck. And I said, oh, next time I looked up, I said, oh, it's 4:15. So I've got to get up. And that's when I tried to print them off, but they wouldn't go. So I'm going to go back and read them. And then plus I can order, I can order them off of Amazon. And when I order them, I'm going to, you know, put a review down about, you know, how much I, you know, why it caught me and what it said to me. But I really love your work. Now, where do you get your poetry inspiration from? But I think you basically said that from the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, God, you know, a large majority of my poetry is faith-based poetry. I also
mm-hmm.
write, you know, nature poetry and romance poetry, but a large percentage mm-hmm. is faith-based poetry. And, you know, God's Spirit has to inspire me before I can really write.
Yes, I understand that completely.
It's starting now to where I can do it more naturally, too, because
mm-hmm.
I've done it for so long.
Yes,
I've written
yeah.
for so long, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's funny how God works backwards, and you know, gives you the spiritual gift before the natural gift. You know, and
yeah.
it's just interesting to me that He worked that way because I was not a writer at all. I couldn't write in school up until the point of being 14. You know, about that age,
mm-hmm.
when I started to be inspired to write. So before that, I've tried. Failed miserably, but
well, you know, see, God is a writer, but you're the pen in His hand.
Right.
So,
right.
So you know, God can. You know, there's so many things that we don't realize. So God gives so many gifts that sometimes you don't realize you have a gift until all of a sudden, you know, you find that you can do something that you never thought you could ever do, and you know,
well,
like writing, you know, that's something you thought that you would never do, but see how God turned that around. And
I would actually like to share a short poem that
sure. oh,
one
yes.
of my earlier works,
sure.
And it's entitled The Poet in Me.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some have called me a poet, though I would have to disagree. It may have been my hand that wrote it, but the spirit of love was guiding me. Though the reader may never know it, I tell you this with all honesty. Many poems have failed before it, when nothing was there to inspire me. The real author is the truest of poets, and by his words, he always will show it. I am only God's instrument, you see. Yahweh, my Father, is the poet in me.
Boy, that's beautiful. See what I mean? Now, I like
Thank
that.
You.
That speaks to me. Because that's
where
I feel about myself.
Like,
God
my,
is a writer in me. You know, he
right.
uses me.
And that was
me.
One of my early ones. That was a real simple poem. Really
well, that's
short, simple.
Simple but profound.
Yeah,
it is good. Chad, you're a wonderful writer. And you know, I'll say it again. I'm not just saying it. You write beautifully. And I'm just so anxious to get your books. So I'm going to get them off of Amazon. I will get them. But I just, before I forget to ask, the audience that you're basically writing for, you said it's to inspire, to help the believer on their walk. So is that basically the audience that you're writing for?
Well, my typical audience seems to be young teens and
mm-hmm.
middle-aged to older adults.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the high school and college age, they're not really into, you know, poetry as much, you know, unless it's
yeah.
like school or something,
saying.
You know, something like
yeah.
that. But my biggest audience, and I have, you know, a lot of younger teens that love my books mm-hmm. and take them to school mm-hmm. with them, and I have a lot of middle-aged to older senior citizens even, you know, who enjoy
mm-hmm.
and, you know, read and pass around
yeah.
my books, so.
Well, so, you know, your poems, you know, kind of take you back to different points in your life, you know, kind of like a walk down memory lane. Each poem
right.
kind of, at least with me, it kind of took me back to certain places in my memory, in my life, things that had happened. And so I think that's a good thing, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we need to reflect back and see all that God has done for us. And your poems take us back, you know, to things like that. And I really like that. I really like that. Okay, now what message are you trying to get across in your poetry? Is there a message?
There is. There is an overall message. Now, not every poem in the book is going to, you know, convey the message, but besides outside the title of, like, Faith, Hope, and Love, or Love, Life, and Light, the cover itself has a message, and it conveys the message, which is the overall message within the book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the waterfall on the first book, on Faith, Hope, and Love,
mm-hmm.
it represents God's Spirit coming down on us.
Yeah, I kind of thought that.
Okay,
yeah,
so the first book represents the Spirit of God coming down and changing our hearts. The second
mm-hmm.
book, it's a rose blooming, and a little girl's holding it.
Mm-hmm.
But represents God's Spirit blooming within us and just
like
filling us
mm-hmm.
with His love.
I like
it. And the third book I'm working on, because it's going to be a trilogy, the third
mm-hmm.
book is going to have, it's going to include the sunlight, the sun shining, and it's representing God's Spirit shining forth. So you got
mm-hmm.
God's Spirit, you know, filling us, coming inside,
yes.
blooming within
yes.
us, and then going forth to change the world. And so
that's
the
beautiful.
Core messages of my books.
Now, how far have you gotten on your third book, the trilogy?
I'm about a fourth of the way through. I probably won't bring it out for another year yet, but
okay.
I'm working
but
on
be
it.
Worth
I'm
waiting
working,
for.
Yeah. I'm also working on a coastal poetry book with
mm-hmm.
all coastal poems and
mm-hmm.
And the romance book called The Scarlet Letters. So I'm working on quite a few projects.
I see. I was reading one of your poems. It was really beautiful. It was about the guy and the girl on a honeymoon, and they were walking hand in hand on the beach, I think it was. And just, you know, that she was your princess and you were her man. It just was beautiful. You know, I was thinking, I said, it took me back when I first got married. I said, that is so sweet. You know, I just love your books, so I'm just going to keep praising them. Now, tell the audience where they can buy your books.
Well, my books are available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com,
mm-hmm.
and most other major booksellers online.
Okay, and do you have a website?
I don't currently, but I have, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, I know that.
So you can find me on Facebook at Chad Joseph Thaman. I'm going to be working on a website. I'm going to create a website, and it's going to include all three books.
Oh, beautiful. And make sure you put some excerpts in there, you know, because I went on Amazon and I was looking for that look inside, you know, and I couldn't find it. So then I said, okay, now I went on the search and I found your name, and then it took me to Google. And so then in Google I could go through, you know, add the list, you know, which book, I think it was the one with the waterfall was showing. Yeah, that's the one. And so I was going through reading the poems, you know, which is nice because you can just keep reading. And then, you know, the poems are all there, you know, and you can just keep reading. And so that's nice, too, you know, that people can go on there and get a taste. Because once they get a taste, that's just going to be feeding their appetite because they're going to want to read more. You know, because I know I want to read more. Now, do you have any advice for other poets, other Christian poets, that you would like to leave with us?
Yeah. Well, Christian writers in general, I would say, you know, make sure the core of your work, you know, the message is spirit-led, you know, because that's, you know, the most important thing. You know, if God's spirit isn't in it,
it's
going to be dry. It's not going to produce the good fruit within other people. You know, I think your goal as a Christian author is to inspire others, you know, while not conforming to the world, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, started writing my Christian novels and stuff, I remembered the reason I started when I was younger. I remember my mother, you know, I'd be reading a book or something, and she'd come and grab it real quick and said, you know, and I'd wonder, what's she doing that for? And then she'd say, well, okay, you can read that. Or else she'd take it away and say, no, that's not appropriate for you to read. And so I thought to myself, I was inspired from then, like 8 years old. And I said, one of these days I'm going to write books that nobody has to take away from me, that I can leave it. You know, they can lay it on the table. A young person could read it. An older person could read it. I just got tired of books being taken away. So I said, I'm going to write something that won't have to be taken away. So you're right. You have to be inspired. And so that's what inspired me. Now, I read, this isn't in the thing here, but I read on Facebook where you said that your mother inspired you a lot with writing.
Well, she did. She's a very talented writer herself. She, now, she has, you know, had the natural talent from a young age, you know, because I found some of her poems when she was, you know, like a teenager and stuff, and, and I really thought they were very well written.
So it runs in the family, then. You've got it probably down the line.
Yeah.
Probably
so
down the line.
I'd like to share one more thing with you.
Sure, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I recently received about a year ago. I received a Facebook message from this Australian author, and she wanted to ask me for permission to use one of my poems in her book.
Oh, okay.
In Australia.
Oh.
And so my first reaction was like, you know, well, how do you hear about my poetry, you know? Being on the other side of the world, you just don't understand, you know, how much...
Yeah.
God is, you know, moving your work around to use it for his purpose.
That's right,
and
But
apparently,
and, you know, this radio program, your interview will be going around the world, too, because I post it all over. I post it, you know, whoever I interview, I post it all over, you know, different places, not just Facebook, you know. I'm mixed up in a lot of other sites that go all around the world internationally. So you're going to be, people will be hearing your interview, and it's, you know, wonderful that they'll get to hear you express yourself and talk about your work, and, you know, and that's what people want to, you know, hear the passion that's in you about what you do, and I can hear that. So I'm just so happy that we were able to have you on, and, you know, because, you know, like I said, I've been reading your work, and I did an author interview when I had that website, remember the author page, and I put your books on and everything, and I did the animation. Everybody loved that. You know, they just loved it, you know. But there's so many wonderful things coming to you, Chad. I feel that in my spirit. God's going to use you mightily for your writing.
Well, this whole deal with the Australian author contacting me.
Yeah.
I guess supposedly there's a rehab clinic in Australia, and one of the ladies at the rehab clinic shared one of my poems with.
Oh.
With the guy from the Sudan. He was a refugee from the Sudan, a Sudanese man, and he was in rehab for alcoholism, and he gave his life to Christ. Well, he started using my poem entitled Faith Versus Fear. with his testimony, along with his testimony.
Oh, praise the Lord. See, you're reaching out, you're touching lives, and the gospel is being spread, and that's so wonderful. That's so wonderful, you know, another soul into the kingdom of God, that is so wonderful.
And that's God. You know, that's God doing
that's
that.
That's definitely
you know?
God. That's definitely
it's
God.
It's amazing to me that...
Yeah. Oh, I really hate to see our interview come to an end. I have so enjoyed talking with you, but I'm almost out of time here.
Thank you for
but
having
if there's anything else that you want to say in final parting, please feel free to.
I guess I would like to just, you know, tell people to use whatever talent you got. You know, whatever talent you got, use it for the glory of God.
Amen.
Because when you do that, when you align yourself, when you align your dream with God's dream, that's when, you know, you change the world. That's when
that's
you,
right. That's when things happen.
Right.
And, you know, funny you should say that. That's what I end my program with all the time. I always say, whatever you write, always write to the glory of God. And that's what I always say, because that is true. Everything, we want to bring honor and praise and glory to him, you know, because he's the one that's given us a talent, and he's the one that prospers us and carries us on, and so he deserves everything. So, well, Chad, I have so enjoyed talking with you, and I'm going to wish you the best.
Thanks for having me today.
I was blessed to have you, and I'm just, you know, I wanted to have you before, but, you know, our time schedules didn't seem to, you know, line up together, but I'm so glad that you were able to come on and that people could hear you talk about your work, and I know they will be picking up your books at Amazon.com, and they can go through Barnes & Noble's or any, you know, reputable bookstore and just give your name, Chad Thieman, and they will bring up your books. So I'm wishing you many sales, and I'm just going to... Oh, you're welcome, and God bless you, and you just take care, and I'll be buying your books. Thanks for calling, Chad.
Okay,
bye-bye
thanks
now.
For having me. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Well, we were so blessed to have Chad on today. As our program comes to a close, I hope that it will help others to see that writing is always something that is just a gift from God. You know, talent comes from God. Whatever talent you have, it's God that has given it to you, whether it's writing, whether it's dancing, whether it's reading, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, fireman, whatever. Whatever you do, God has given you the ability to do it. So whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And so we're going to close out now. And next week, hopefully, I'm going to be having another guest author on Christian Author. So as I close off here, I'm just going to say keep writing and keep writing for the glory of God. God bless. Bye-bye now.